You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Eagles 11-10, the Giants are 10-13. A 6 p.m. start time in the UK. The Eagles plus 2 points, 20-21. The Giants minus 2 points is 20-23. And the total points is set at 43. The under is 10-11. And the over are 10-11. This is a matchup, Gil, we've spoken about numerous times on this podcast. Two of America's most popular teams going head to head. And it means a lot this time, with the Giants and the Eagles both at 4-3 and chasing Dallas, who are 6-1 and at the top of the NFC East. The Eagles come into this having been beaten in overtime by Dallas, having beaten the Minnesota Vikings in Week 7. That looked, that at the time, Gil, that Week 7 win looked like a statement victory, but it's not looking as strong now with what's happened to the Vikings subsequently.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it. I guess I didn't think of it that way. But you're right, the Vikings appear to be a shell of the team that started out 5-0 just 2 weeks ago and now are 5-2 and have all kinds of offensive line problems that don't look to have any fix anytime soon. But as far as the Eagles are concerned, you know, that game really should have been theirs last week. You know, they led by 10 points against the Cowboys in the fourth quarter, and somehow the magic of Dak Prescott and the Cowboys took them in overtime for the win. But I, you know, look, this is an NFC East game, as you point out. Both teams 4-3. It is big in terms of playoff implications. It's a tight division, and the Eagles and Giants certainly want to have any tiebreaker go their way if it came to that. Typically, I would say, you know, it's an NFC East game. The spread ought to be 3. It's close to 3 now as it is, but it does give a little lean to the Eagles on the line. I really think the Eagles are just the better football team, Dave. I have stopped the notion that I was guilty of early this year, and I think a lot of people were, in saying, well, it's Eli Manning and this great core of receivers. This is a potent offense. This team can do a lot good. And in the end, what we got from the Giants was a team that couldn't run the ball whatsoever. And when you're one-dimensional, it's going to be easier for teams to stop. And as it turns out, Jim Schwartz has done a great job with that Eagles defense. I think that's the real difference in this Eagles football team. Everybody talks about Carson Wentz, and justifiably so. As a rookie, he's had a great season, certainly by rookie standards, if nothing else, and he's been solid. But the Eagles defense is the difference. I think they're the best unit on the field in this game. They're holding opposing quarterbacks to a 40.1 total QBR. That is second best in the NFL. That's an ESPN stat. And they're giving up only 16.71 points per game, fourth in the NFL. But that QBR stat is interesting. Second best in the league, going up against a shaky Eli Manning. And I just think it's time we stop thinking of Eli Manning as this, you know, two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback and what's associated with winning two Super Bowls. Instead, I think we've got a guy who just happened to win two Super Bowls and isn't very good right now.
So reading between the lines then, Gil, you're not putting that much stock in the fact that the New York Giants had a bye week last week and Philadelphia are having to play back-to-back divisional games here?
Well, I think that always matters. I mean, that is a key factor. But, you know, that's built into the line already, right? The Giants are coming off the extra rest. That's big. For sure, that's big. I also think, you know, that, you know, I don't want to underestimate the Giants necessarily, but I do think that the Eagles are the better football team. And if you're giving me points, this is kind of a mechanical play for me on the Eagles.
Why do you think the Giants have been so bad on the ground? Have they just not got anyone at running back that's good enough for the league? Rashard Jennings only got 142 yards this season, and rookie Paul Perkins might be sharing game time with Jennings this coming weekend.
Yeah, they really expected a lot from Jennings. He was, you know, fantasy players probably were expecting a lot from Jennings too, but for whatever reason, they can't get it down. Now, I think offensive line weakness is obviously the most glaring of those. They're just not that great. And the Eagles defense is really good with speed, with technique. Jim Schwartz has them buying in. And again, if you can stop that run, and it appears that they will be able to, they're not a team that pressures that often. They pressure, the Eagles do about one in every three plays. So look for that kind of ratio against that kind of rate, I should say, against Eli Manning as well. And again, there's nothing to tell us that the Giants can do anything on the ground. And I don't think this is the game to fix it against this defense.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.